Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, this is Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I'm Ethan, also known as Flabs Actually Gaming on YouTube.
And I am your final host for 2024, Jeevan Stevens. Also known as John.
Or Bald Boy.
Bald Boy.
I don't think anyone calls me that, Noah.
Everyone calls him that?
No, you are bald, so you do have to
remember
that.
They call me bald, not bald boy, you know? There's a slight difference.
So we're saying we should call you bald man? Is that what you're saying?
Bald man. Yeah, I mean, I am an adult, so that would make sense.
Or we could call you a bald helicopter. Go with that,
too. A bald helicopter?
Don't question it.
Why is this being the... No, are you interrupting me? You might have to my voice.
Wait, hold on. This is good. Why does this remind me of that meme that's really old where it's like, I identify as an attack helicopter.
Helicopter?
Probably because it's that ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyways, how are you guys doing? Has anything new happened in like the 5 minutes between the last episode and now?
No, not really.
No, it took a 10-minute long piss, so that was pretty extreme.
Yeah, it did take quite a while. I'm kind of judging, really.
John literally went through, like, 15 different options on the list we had before Noah came back, so...
Wow. I'm sorry, I don't take a record pisses while John can choose a topic.
Are you telling John that? Pretty sure he insulted you. I don't know how many points you got to take away from that, but you're pretty sure
hurt. Definitely, you're off to an amazing start, though. Really,
John, I don't want to hear it. You could be the next Baldi's Basics.
He's really leading into that. Alright, as for me, nothing really different. I'm being interrupted, I can't believe this.
That's another point.
But, yeah, in the 5 minutes that we've been doing, actually 10 minutes, because Noah took a 5-minute long piss. In 10 minutes, nothing really changed, because another thing to clarify is we're pre-recording. The last episode was pre-recorded, this one's pre-recorded, and the next one will be as well, because I'm personally not going to be available for a couple weeks right after this, so we don't obviously want to try and... I mean, maybe I would have been available next Sunday, but that would have been a mighty big if, and also I don't know what these guys are doing, so it just makes the most sense to pre-record. And to get them out of the way, and then we'll come back after New Year's, and then we'll keep going, so...
I actually work next weekend, so this was the only convenient weekend that I had left.
Great.
That's sad. But yeah, not much has happened between the last episode and now for me. I had a sip of my water.
You had a sip of water? You hydrated?
Wow. Yep. Not prune juice.
I know. You get another point takeaway.
Okay, Mr. Baldi's Basics.
Wow, it's going crazy today. Noah's
this is
101.
This is great.
Okay, so as you can tell, Noah is very salty about having lost to the last episode. But
it was really true.
So anyway, Ethan, do you have a creative showcase for us today? I'm skipping headlines because I assume you don't have any.
Well, John, it's really your job to give the headlines. I mean, come on, Noah.
I don't have
I'm trying to think. Like, I quickly was scrolling while John was discussing topics, but I couldn't find anything. And besides political stuff, I couldn't find anything interesting. So we're just going to skip headlines. Probably the next episode, we're going to skip headlines as well. But I do have a creator showcase that is, in fact, not John. The creator I'm highlighting today is, I think it's Scoob's Kitchen. I think that's how you say their name. And they make sort of comedy skits, but they're all centered around them being a chef, because they were a chef at one point, and they might even still be a chef. For example, one of the series that they do is like food orders that just don't make sense. And this one lady, for example, he was telling a story about how she ordered ramen without the noodles, and it's like, ma'am, this is a Wendy's. That's just rough. Like, what do you mean ramen without the noodles? And then someone ordered a steak they wanted it half rare, half well done. And I'm just sitting here like, oh my God. Like, how do you, it's not only is well done a crime, you can't cook a steak half and half. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
I don't know. And then there was one where they wanted the chicken dish. I think it was Santa Fe chicken. I forgot the name of the dish. But it was something chicken. And they wanted it without the chicken, without the sauce, without the lettuce. And at that point, it's just a plate full of herbs. It was a plate for a parsley and something. What? It's like, why? What do you mean? So, like, what? I don't know. As someone who is, I'm not a chef per se. I guess I can be qualified as one technically because I work in a kitchen, as well as the fact that I cook stuff at home. So I'm a chef in training. We'll go with that. But as a chef in training, even I look at this stuff and I'm like, excuse me? What do you mean you want ramen without the noodles? Like, that's just broth at that point. And what do you mean you want a steak half rare, half well done? That's not how steak work. I don't know.
I think you found what kills the culinary part of my soul.
Yeah. So yeah, they talk about that. And then, and the guy plays all the characters. So he plays the chef, he plays the waiter, he plays the customers, and then someone wanted a vegetarian burger, but they didn't want to substitute the meat patty for the vegetarian patty. It's like, well, then that's not vegetarian, smart guy. Are you stupid? It's like all these different scenarios make me want to cry. But he highlights the different stuff that he's gone through. In his kitchen. So Scuba, I think it's Scoob's kitchen. So it's Scubes, so Scoob's, and then kitchen, then with the word kitchen. I found him on YouTube Shorts, but he might be on other things, but that's how I found him. So if you want to go check him out over there, then please do so. He's great. And like I said, they're less comedy than they are just informative. Cause he's really just doing skits about his experiences. Cause if you laugh at, like, I mean, they're funny to think about, because they're funny to think that people actually ordered these things. But it's just like, oh my goodness, man. How do you order Santa Fe chicken without the three main ingredients? Chicken, sauce, and lettuce. Or whatever the other thing was. I think maybe it was asparagus. I forgot whatever the green thing was. And then at that point, it was just herbs. It's like, they put sprinkled parsley in the plate and they gave it to them. Why would you pay $20 for that? Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Yeah, Scoob's Chicken, or Scoob's Chicken. Nice going, buddy. Nice going! Scoob's Kitchen, take your pills, is the name of the YouTube channel, so go check him out over there.
I think I like Scoob's Chicken better.
Yeah, he's gonna listen to this and be like, these guys, I gotta change it now. They convinced me.
If he actually listens to this and changes it, I will laugh my ass off into my grave.
He's honestly a cool dude. I've seen him talk and engage with people, so I'd like, he's a content creator. I want to call him a celebrity, but he'd be someone I'd be very interested to have on the podcast if he accepts it, so. Because also me and Noah cook a lot of times, so for us especially, it'd be really interesting to hear his stories in the culinary field.
Oh, yeah.
John over here, like, puts hot dogs in the microwave, so we can't trust him, but, you know. speaking of which, I gotta call out Noah just a little bit, though. So, this is off camera, but, like, I was telling John, like, hey, I got your Faz footage, so you can get rid of it. I said to 86 it, which is a very common phrase. John not knowing it, I totally understand, because 86 is not a term outside of a culinary field, and as John has never gone to culinary school, he's never been in a kitchen like that type of scenario where you'd hear that. I totally get it. Noah, on the other hand, went to a culinary class in school, and he didn't know what it was. And I'm just like, what did you learn?
Listen, when I was in my class, I never ever heard anyone ever say 86 that.
You were in a fake culinary class?
It wasn't fake. It was a culinary program that BOCES offered.
You were in a fake class? I don't know what to tell you. You were being bamboozled?
I can give you the names and the phone numbers of my teachers.
The teachers were paid actors? But can't trust them?
You have your teacher's phone number.
Yeah. I don't actually. I'd have to do some research to find them, but...
So you're lying and stalking. Great.
No. Yeah, I just remember...
It was a crime.
Is it a crime to remember a couple of teachers' names?
No, getting access to their personal phone numbers is definitely a crime, because that's considered stalking, so yeah.
They don't actually have the phone numbers.
Well, you said you did, so that's a lie, and then you said if you didn't, because you didn't, you'd have to go find it and do some research to get it. That's stalking, so yeah, I hate to break it to you.
You're at least willing to commit crime.
It's attempted stalking.
So yeah, you're doing great, Noah.
Okay, Wally.
I really don't know why you do this.
All right.
Do it to me, hurt me, bitch.
Oh, man. Guys, I feel like I'm in an insane asylum. No wonder I need to take my pills. I feel like I'm going crazy. They locked me in a room. It was a rubber room. A rubber room with rats. Every time me or Axel starts, I can't let just hear John audibly sigh.
Just start going, no.
I feel like we can probably, get into this episode. I feel like it's enough filler.
Oh, right.
Yeah, who says something about filler? I mean, come on now.
Anyway, today we're talking about phases of our lives. All the times we say, it's not a phase, Mom!
It's not a phase, Mom!
So, yeah.
I'm only into anime girls. People actually said that. I cringe every time someone says that. Have you seen that video? Have either of you seen that?
I have not.
Oh my god, it's so bad. It's this guy that's like, it's the same type of thing I just talked about. It's a skit where he's playing all the characters. But he goes through the different phases, like the cringy phases people have. And he was playing the part where he was like, he had anime women all over. He had body pillows. He has all these like weird stuff in his room. His mom walks in, busts down the door. He's like, "What's going on in here?" And she's like, "It's not a phase, Mom. I'm only into anime women." It's like, "What are you talking about?"
What the?
And I wanted to die as soon as I saw that. All
right.
But yeah, so we're talking about phases today.
Yeah.
Yep. So no, are you trying to steal the host obligations of asking who wants to go first? That might be another minus 10 points.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck you.
What is that?
All right, well, make it 30, you know? Okay, no. Anyway, I'll go first because I'm the host and I decide how things around here, at least for the next, like, hour-ish.
At least for the next hour.
But I would say, I remember when I was like a little kid, I really liked playing with toy trains. Like, I had so many different, train sets and, train cars, like, it was, like, a huge thing that I did as a kid, and, like, I don't even remember when I grew out of it, where I was like, this isn't really for me. It was just, like, a huge thing when I was really little, and then all of a sudden, I had just no interest.
Nerd.
So what you're saying, John, is that you liked trains.
Yes.
So you were the meme.
I'm going to be taking another 5 points, yes. And I'm also, by the way, I'm taking points for now if I'm calling me a nerd, even though it's accurate.
Isn't nerds a tech? Because when I was growing up, nerd was a bad thing for some reason, and then all of a sudden it became a good thing because it's supposed to be a good thing. Nerd means you're smart. So I don't know.
Right.
And John still takes 3 points for it.
Well, I just don't like that movie.
I see. Okay. So kind of like where Noah has a bald tax for you, you have like a Noah tax for him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So his is higher than mine will probably be for him.
Anyway. That's kind of the main thing that I guess I have to say is I remember I had a lot of Thomas the Train toys. If you know what that is, that's the one. But like I don't remember liking the show that much either. Like it was one of those shows that you watched as a kid because you didn't understand that you could just, like, watch something you actually enjoyed. So it was like, oh, this is on. It wasn't like I was a fan, I don't think. But it's so weird to me because, like, these days I'm like, trains, they're trains. I don't really have an opinion on that. But as a kid, I was, like, almost obsessed with them. I have no clue why little kid me was so into trains.
Interesting. I mean, I was kind of the opposite. I liked the show, but I never had any toys of it because I just didn't care enough, I guess, or never asked for them or something. But I did like the show a little bit. I think I only watched, I don't know if there were ever seasons, or if there was, I don't remember. But I only watched, like, I only watched it for like a year or two, and then I just stopped liking it or something. I forgot exactly what happened, but...
Yeah, that kind of happens.
But, Noah, if you want to maybe claw your way out of negative, do you have one for us?
Yes, I do, actually. So, I remember when I was about... God, this was like... I was at least 6-7 years old. So, a long, long time ago. But I was in minor league baseball for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And I was actually on a couple different teams. And I was never very good at baseball. My first year, I was just terrible. Complete shit. Like, I would hit the ball, and it would never go in the field. It would always go off to the side, and I'd have to have the pitcher throw it again.
Imagine. Could it be me?
Yeah. There's one time I was so bad that I was up to bat, and I just got hit in the face by the pitch.
Well, that's the pitcher's fault, not your fault. If the pitcher throws a bad pitch, then yeah. If you leaned into it, then yeah, you're stupid. But if it was just coming at you and you couldn't do anything, then that's their fault.
It was a couple things that day. One, it was very sunny, and two, once they threw it, I immediately lost it.
Nice.
And I actually bothered my mom before that game to get me a face gauge for my batting helmet because I had a feeling something was going to happen. And boy, howdy, was I fucking right. I just remember, hit me, knocked out.
It knocked you out?
Yeah, I woke up, I was in my mom's car, I was like, what the hell happened?
It's a strong pitch from a child.
See, the child was trying to attempt murder. All right, arrest him now.
I feel like I got hit in the face by a NASCAR.
Noah's like on the ground, like dead, and then he wakes up to see police cars over the top of him. They're just arresting the kid for attempted murder.
I wouldn't have been surprised, to be honest.
And then they stuff him inside of an electronic suit.
But so did minor league baseball for a couple years, and the second year kind of got a little better. I actually made it around the three bases for once. And, yeah.
All right, then. Sounds to me like you sucked.
Yeah. Hey, I sucked, but I had a good time. Because I remember after every game, my mom and me, we would go and buy hot dogs after the game and just eat hot dogs and talk.
I will say, there's a lot to love about a ballpark dog. I don't know what it is about it. I think it's just because they're using decent quality hot dogs, as well as the fact that they're making them quick, so that they're still juicy, they're still, like, they're not overdone like the ones sometimes you make at home, or... I don't know. Yeah. I mean, nowadays they're expensive. Before, like, back when I was a kid, and, like, back when Noah was playing, probably, they're, like, $1.50. Now they're, like, $10.50. It's like, what are you talking about?
Actually, I think where I got them, they were, like, $1 flat, and if you wanted, like, condiments, that was, like, an extra 25 cents, but it was not much.
Condiments? That seems...
I guess maybe they did that to lower the... Actually, no, that's kind of a smart business maneuver. It's, like, set the base price super low, so people are like, $1 hot dog? Let me go there! And then they go over there, and like, you know what? And then they look at the $1 hot dog, they're like, 25 cents, that's nothing for a hot dog. And so they don't think about the fact that they're paying 25 cents for condiments. That's actually a pretty smart business model.
Yeah, see, because I only ever paid about $1.50 for each hot dog, so between me and my mom, it was about 3 to 4 hot dogs usually, so we didn't pay that much.
Wait, 3 to 4 each, or 3 to 4 in general?
So, 3 to 4 in general. I would have about 2, she would have about 2, sometimes I'd have 3, because she
was going to say, 3 to 4 each, like, y'all are crazy.
No. But, yeah, that's what I love about baseball, it's just got that treasured memory for me. And like Ethan said, I don't know what it is about a ballpark dog, but they're just so goddamn good.
Yeah, the food is good. I hate baseball with a passion, though.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, you've got some points. Not more than you've lost. You're still, like, very much behind. But, yeah, something's
about it. I don't care at this point.
He's given up all hope.
So, Ethan, do you have a phase you want to talk about?
No, I was completely boring all through my life.
Okay, well, maybe Noah has a chance of winning
this. No, I'm just kidding. So, since Noah brought up sports, I'll go along with it. And so, instead of baseball, I did do baseball, but I hated it, so I stopped. The one thing I did like doing, and I still kind of like doing today, I don't know if I'd want to play against, like, a team of pros, but I just play it for fun, is I used to be a basketball boy. And I think this was in middle school for sure. In fact, I was such a basketball boy, I went to the, I don't know where it was, because I was too young at the time, but it was basically a, think of like a Little League's team of champions was basically what it was. And it was the two best Little League champions in the school, went head to head in this big arena type thing. And that's how good I was. I was able to be a part of that. And I remember specifically in this game, it's a fond memory of mine, is I was dribbling about to go for a layup and someone had pushed me, one of them on the team's, I don't think it was intentional, but they accidentally pushed me, which obviously caused a foul. And so I got to shoot two free throws. And I was not the best at, free throws. I was sometimes get them, but I would sometimes miss as well. I was better with layups and, if I could reach the thing, I could dunk it. But I was better with layups. And so I was nervous. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. I don't want to, cause we were neck and neck. So these 3 points would matter a lot. And so I shoot the first one. It goes in. I'm like, okay, that's pretty good. This second one's probably not going to go in, but hey, at least I got one. And then I shoot immediately the next one. The second one also goes in just net, like not even a rim. I'm like, oh, let's go. And then my teammates were like super excited for me. And like, it was a great time. And so, yeah, I had a pretty big basketball phase. I was in basketball for, I want to say, two or three years. And then it got to a point, though, where I started realizing that sports was taking up too much of my time for other things, like hanging out with friends, playing games, reading, and that kind of thing. It was just taking up too much of my time. Like, for example, the championship thing I just talked about, that went from, like, we had to leave around, like, 6, and it went to, like, 9 at night. And I'm like, yeah, this is too long for me. So I eventually quit. But it was still a good time in my life. I wouldn't have changed anything. Like, if I had a time machine, I wouldn't go back and not do basketball. I still would have probably done it. Yeah, it's pretty fun time. Like I said, I still enjoy basketball to this day. I wouldn't watch it necessarily, but I do enjoy playing it. Like I said, I wouldn't really want to play with a team of pros because then I'd just get dunked on, literally. But I still find it as a pretty fun sport to play.
Interesting, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't expecting to hear basketball come out of your mouth.
You literally knew that, Noah. You, all five of you know this. I've told you this before.
Oh, right, yeah, all five, that makes sense.
Now, you might not have known about the tournament thing specifically, but you knew about basketball.
The tournament I didn't know about, that was new. Especially the whole 1v1 thing.
1v1 thing? What are you talking about?
Where you said it was, really? Like, you know, the best of the best, and they went like...
Oh! I thought you meant literally 1v1. I'm like, no, there is a team of like, it was three teams. Yeah, no, it was a, I forgot who we were up against. I probably can't say it anymore because it's local. Well, it used to be local for me. But either way, I think, no, it wasn't because it was, they were from Pennsylvania. So maybe it was actually like the tri-state area of like the best of the best. I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember that we worked our butts off to get there and we actually managed to get there. And I forgot who we were up against. I think we did end up losing. I think that was No, we didn't. No, we won that one. I'm thinking of a different one. We won by like 3 points, and that's why I hold myself in high regard that day for actually managing to get both free throws. Because if I didn't get them, we would have lost, theoretically speaking, if the exact same events happened. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Interesting. Oh, speaking of sports, I guess, since both of you had a sports-related phase, I'll say I had... phase of about, I want to say like a year maybe, where I was on a competitive swimming team.
Oh yeah, do I remember this? Was this in my time?
Probably, yeah. It was around like 6th grade, so I definitely knew you at this point.
Yeah, you did. Okay, so that's during my phase, yeah.
Yeah, so I would have known you at this point.
Actually, no. Because you moved.
He was in 8th grade. Well, eighth, it was 7th, but we didn't know him as 7th, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I wouldn't have known you at this point, Noah.
Yeah.
It would basically get good, is what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, I wasn't in your life back then.
Yeah, that's not new. But, yeah, I wouldn't say I was, like, great at it, but I wasn't terrible at it. I had started doing it because I was like, oh, yeah, this swimming team thing. I guess I'll try that out because I like to swim. And I really liked it, but it was like so much time invested into it that like I really couldn't do much else in terms of like out of school activities. Like it was just eating up so much of my time. I'm out of it. I still did other sports, but I was like, yeah, no, I'm done with this, and I really haven't gone to swimming at all like, since.
Interesting. Well, do you have access to a pool though?
I think I do now. I'm not entirely sure.
How are you not
probably
sure?
The HOA thing.
Oh, I see. I was going to say, how do you not know if you have a pool in your backyard? I feel like that'd be pretty obvious. But, no,
like,
we...
Let me look. No,
but no, so I used to have a pool, but that was in our old house, and now our new house is great and all, but we don't have that much of a backyard, and so we don't have space for one, besides a kiddie pool. But when I went on vacation, we had a pool that was unintentionally heated. They wasn't supposed to be heated, but we got it heated anyway. And it was amazing. I love being able to swim. It's one of my favorites. I guess you can qualify it as a sport. It's one of my favorite things to do. And, but unfortunately, I don't have access to a pool. So like John, I don't really swim in that much anymore, but if I had access to a pool, I'd probably be out there every day.
Right.
Yeah, me too. I love to swim. I haven't been in a pool in a long time, actually.
You know, it jumps in a pool, starts drowning.
No, the last thing I swam in was a river. That was actually in...
What does that have to do with you drowning in a pool?
It's like, no, I wouldn't drown. I was in a river
once. I was in a river once, guys. I can't drown.
No, like, I can actually swim. I know how to swim. I'm actually a pretty fairly good swimmer.
Oh, yeah, Noah?
Yeah.
Prove it. Right now. Prove it right now.
You go jump in the lake.
Jump in the lake and prove it.
Oh, there is a river right next to me, but it looks to be very rapid.
Do it.
Oh. So I probably drown.
You're such a good swimmer, though. Exactly.
John, I don't think you understand. It is 31 degrees outside.
Do it. Do it.
I'll take the point loss. Fuck it. If I don't get any point loss, John, you're bald. Fuck you, you asshole.
Wow.
Okay, well, that's even more points. Like, I did take points, but since you went on to that point,
This is slightly rigged, but I'm not going to say anything.
Listen, if Noah could just behave, then it would be fine, and I wouldn't have to keep taking points from him.
No, it's true. Well, John, were you done with your swimming one? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Move on to the next person.
Move on. So, you know, Noah, do you have anything that could potentially redeem you from point deficit?
Yeah, I've got a few things. Okay, yeah. When I was younger, again, I was about maybe 8 or 7 years old, but I was actually a Boy Scout for about a year or two.
Mm.
And it wasn't the biggest tribe or whatever they were called.
Tribe?
I forget what they were called. Right? It wasn't like the biggest Boy Scout group in the world. It was like me and like 4 other guys. One of which ended up moving away, so it was me and like 3 other guys at that point. But learned how to do a few things. I actually ended up making a hiking stick at one point in time that I think I still have somewhere.
A hiking stick as in you stuck like 4 or 5 sticks together?
No. I think it would be better to say it qualifies as like a walking staff.
A staff? You walk into battle with a staff?
Pretty much. I mean, it's just a really big stick that I took some sandpaper to for like a few hours for quite some time. Then just threw some, what's that stuff called?
Isn't that more woodwork than it is? Like, I was in Boy Scouts too, but we went out in the wilderness. We didn't just build staffs.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember how this came to fruition, but the other part I remember was there was this event called the Pinewood Derby, and I had actually done that a few years. never really won. I remember, I think there was one here where my card went on the track.
So this was this was like a car derby or like a demolition derby?
Oh, no, it was like a see which car's faster kind of thing.
Okay, so like it wasn't a thing where you got in cars and you're trying to murder each other for sport?
No.
Okay,
these were like tiny little wood cars where the wheels were literally just like nails with like plastic lids for wheels.
Yeah, that seems safe.
Yeah. Either way, I remember one year we had gone to somehow, it was national, but I'm just going to call it local. But it was like this local Pinewood Derby tournament. I had a Batman car this year. What I had failed to realize with that was there were weights on the bottom of the car already. But for some goddamn reason, I thought, hey, what would be really cool to have on a Batman car? I know. Miniguns.
That seems like Batman.
Typical Batman maneuver. Just have miniguns. Typical Batman like vehicles just have miniguns on it.
So I had these tiny little non-functional miniguns. I want to stress that. Non-functional.
Oh, thank you for clarifying. I thought you definitely had 100% legal miniguns on a children's car. Thank you.
Yeah. And they were on the car. What I didn't think about was that's added weight, which is going to make my car slower. And I was right, because I lost. I lost so bad one time, my car was about halfway down, a wheel popped off, it did a spin the whole way down, and I just looked at my broken Batmobile like, we tried.
The local news that day was Batman breaks down in the middle of the road.
Yeah. Either way, though, that Boy Scouts was an interesting time.
Definitely seems weird. You know, I can't relate to that your Batman minigun thing. But,
yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I did find out through going on a Boy Scout hike that I actually cannot tolerate high elevation, because if I go to a high enough elevation, I start to feel dizzy, and then I puke.
Imagine.
Or you tried just not doing that.
Considering the fact I'm in a place that's pretty low elevation, no.
That's fair. I know a lot of times when people go from a low elevation to high elevation, they tend to get sick, so that is not uncommon.
Or from high to low, because some people that go skydiving get dizzy as well.
So basically, just like take it. By the way, I know it's a common thing that happens to a lot of people, but definitely a fault of yours.
Listen, you bald fuck.
Oh, there it goes again.
Yeah.
Can't be stopped.
John, I have an idea. How about you and me go skydiving?
Is that a threat?
I feel like it.
John, that to me sounds like an undisclosed threat.
Let's go skydiving. I'm not going to at all interfere with you in parachute.
No, I was going to say, let's go skydiving, throws John out of the plane without a parachute. Obviously it's morbid, but that'd be so funny. I'm just walking down the street, I see John, a bald John, flying out of the sky. they're skydiving. He's having a great time. You have John screaming.
John just comes down screaming to the earth. Ethan's just like, he's having fun.
Well, yeah, because I wouldn't hear him because he's so high up. But I just oh, he must be having a great time. And he's just pans to John screaming for his life.
bald missile.
That the bald missile. President, we got a missile unbound. Shoot it down.
There's a whole new meaning to ballistics.
That's great. That's a great image.
Hey, babe. Moving on. Ethan, do you have a face for us?
I do. So Noah should know about this, and if he doesn't, he's dumb. John, I don't remember if you were during here, or what, I can't speak. I don't know if I remember you were here during this time. But I definitely had a dying hair phase. I went through all the different hair colors because I was trying to be, well, I wasn't trying to impress people. I really wanted to impress myself, which I did manage to do. So it was still a fun time and I would do it again. So I did Markiplier, classic Markiplier red. Definitely, that was the first thing I did. Because I wanted to see if it looked good on me. It was okay. Again, I wasn't doing this for the people because I didn't give two hoots what other people thought. Even though I got many compliments on it, I really shouldn't care. Then I did Jacksepticeye green, you know, classic. And then I did Dantidium blue. And then after that, I did like a, because there was still blue in my hair, I did a mix of blue and green, which is like a peacock looking color, which that was one of my favorites. And then the last thing I did was black. So I went full on gothic. No, not really, but like, black was one of my, like, favorite colors at the time because I had black t-shirts. This made me sound like I was a goth back then, but I wasn't. I didn't have, like, chokers or I didn't have any of that garbage. Black hair was actually my favorite because I still have sort of black hair today. The dye is worn out, but, like, my natural hair color has turned black. Because I used to be, these two don't know this because they weren't there for it. But back in my early childhood, like, back in preschool, I think that's what the first one's called, right? Just preschool? Am I thinking of this right?
Preschool, yeah, I think so. Like pre-K?
Yeah, well, even after, like, grade, what grade? Like, pre-K all the way to third grade, I was, like, a super, like, bright blonde, basically. And then my hair started to turn darker, and then once I got in middle school, it turned darker. This phase was, the dying hair phase was actually in high school, though. I wanted to try it out. I think it was 9th and 10th. No, so John would have been there. It was 9th and 10th grade.
Yeah, I remember the green and blue.
Yeah.
You don't remember Markiplier red?
I imagine I was there for that, but I don't remember it.
Okay.
I remember the Markiplier red.
Yeah, because that was the first thing I got with Markiplier red. But anyway, but yeah, so they would have been there for that. Axel and Logan were there for that as well. And then once COVID hit, I just kind of stopped. Cause I did, like, first of all, they were closed anyway. And second of all, I was just like, I don't know, I kind of like black. I kind of like to keep it black. You know what I mean? And to this day, I still have, it's not as black as it was when it was dyed, but it's still a darker color, which I like because I think it looks, I think it's a color that suits my head. So I've just stuck with it ever since.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but I feel like for me, I never really had a phase where I was dyeing my hair or anything like that. But I did have a phase where I would almost exclusively wear jeans. Like I would very rarely wear like any sweatpants or shorts or anything like that. It was like almost always jeans, even if it was like super hot outside.
Yeah.
You probably remember that.
I definitely remember making fun of you for being, I remember specifically, it was an 85 degree summer, or like it was borderline summer because it was June. And you we were going outside to do something. And I see you wearing jeans. I'm like, dude, you're going to sweat your balls off or something. I forgot what I said. And then you're like, nah. Oh, that was your response. Nah. I'm like, what do you mean, no?
These days I do often wear jeans still, but it's like if it's hot outside, I'm not gonna be like, nope, gotta wear jeans.
Yeah.
So and I honestly no clue why I chose this. But it was just my life, I guess.
Fair enough.
You were just a jean boy.
Yeah. I think even one year I had like a jean jacket too, so I had
How much jeans do you need, bud?
He's making up for me because I don't wear jeans at all, so he's making up for me.
Yeah, but these days I do wear a good. I've also got like sweatpants, I got shorts. I don't have as many shorts that aren't just like workout clothes. So like I very rarely go out with them, but I do have them.
So what you're saying is in middle school/high school, you were like single-handedly saving the jean industry?
Oh yeah, I was keeping them afloat. You know, I had to keep buying more jeans to support.
The blue collar people don't buy enough jeans. Me, John, I need to buy all the jeans.
Yeah, that's definitely what's going on. Anyway, now, do you I don't know, I almost don't even want to ask if you have anything to add.
Well, howdy do I?
What is your next phase?
Alright, so for a few years, when I was about 9 years old, I had gotten my first BB gun.
Oh.
And I only ever shot cans that were empty. Don't worry, Jesus.
Oh.
He's been murdered.
They were on a fence that was aimed at literally nothing except our property, which had literally nothing on it because it was a desert.
Oh.
How is that a... Oh.
You with any sort of gun concerns me.
It was a pump action BB gun.
Oh.
From the 19... It was from like the 1980s.
Oh.
We gotta let the authorities.
Okay. Either way, I had this BB gun. It was my first ever. And I was very good with it.
Oh.
Good. Yeah, this next part, maybe. Uh-oh. This one day, I got bored, and I was shooting cans, and I thought to myself, what if I cock my gun once, but then I cock it again, and again, and again? Eventually, there was about 5 BBs in the chamber, 4 more than there should be. Pulled the trigger.
Are we listening to a murder confession? What is this?
Pulled the trigger. Hit the can. It was like a shotgun blast. Because the thing about the gun was it was a pump. Meaning you have to pull the base where you hold the rifle down and push it back up. In order to, you know, have it ready. That was a bitch. Especially because I was a little weak man who had baby arms.
Oh.
Oh my, why do you keep saying uh-oh?
Because this entire story concerns me.
You made a shotgun.
Yes, but it's not like I killed anything with it. I mean, if there was a rattlesnake...
Nice. Legally!
I mean, to be fair, if there was a rattlesnake around, I would have probably shot the rattlesnake, because fuck those things.
So it was a murder confession, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Murdered a rattlesnake?
Murdered a rattlesnake? That rattlesnake had a family?
I never did murder a rattlesnake, but I do remember my mother when I was like stoned behind me.
Oh no.
But when it was summer and it was hot out, there would be rattlesnakes under our porch. So my mother, being the lovely, smart, amazing woman that she is, would go to where the porch was and right where the nest of rattlesnakes was and just stomp. Pissing off the rattlesnakes. It never got anyone hurt. And I'm pretty sure a couple of times, a few of them came out, so we ran back in the house because we were fucking scared. But yeah, that was fun.
Fun, he says. It'll be fun, they say.
Yeah. I did end up getting another BB gun at another point in time. But that wasn't until I was like 11.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of such a more concerning story in my entire life.
Yeah. Oh, if you want a more concerning story, I've got it.
I'm sure you do.
I mean, I know that you're into archery now. That's concerning as
well. Well, 10 years ago, I was doing archery too.
Yeah, but you weren't skilled enough to do anything bad. You know what I mean?
Actually, I was.
I doubt
it. Saying you were the Green Arrow?
Maybe.
Are you saying you murdered people? Were you heard it here first? Murder confession?
No, I didn't kill anyone, but there was a point in time where I had a target set up. I pulled back. I had one arrow ready to go. Let it loose. Hit the target. And then I thought to myself, what if I put 2 arrows on at the same time?
Yeah, FBI. That man there.
So, yeah, we got him.
We got him.
So I tried it. And it worked miraculously. So I thought to myself naturally, holy shit, that worked. Let's try 3.
As you do.
So I tried 3. And somehow it worked.
John, should we just like alert the authorities immediately, or like should we give him a second?
Yeah. Either you're lying or I need a call.
No, this actually happened. I remember very specifically. I took my right hand, because that's the hand I used to pull back with. I put 1 arrow in between my index finger and my middle finger. 1 arrow in between my middle finger and my ring finger. 1 arrow in between my ring finger and my pinky. had three arrows lined up, pulled them all back.
Mm. I'm just hearing a bunch of crimes, personally.
Yeah, definitely sounds like he's willing and able to murder someone.
I mean, to be fair, when I got my first bow, I didn't almost shoot my uncle, but I didn't.
Alright, so we got an uncle murder. I don't know what the word for that is, but it's happened.
FBI? That man there? Get him?
Yeah, this is interesting, though, so far.
I think I've lost points telling any of this.
You definitely did gain points.
I don't even need to say anything anymore.
You definitely probably shouldn't. Ethan, do you have a phase?
Yeah, I do. Definitely
one that doesn't involve murder.
Damn it, there goes my idea. But no, so like, I wasn't voice guys. I'm not going to say it just because Noah already said one, or said something about that. I do just real quick want to preface though that I hated voice guys for only one reason only. It's because every time we did a meeting, we did that stupid game where you're in a circle or a semicircle, whatever, and the first person says their name and what they like. Then the second person has to say their name, the first one's name, and what they like, and then their name, and it keeps building, and if you're sitting in the last seat, good luck, screw you. Because then you just lose. Yep. And I was always in the last seat. And I'm like, I got to a point where I'm like, I'm not, like, I was telling the person that was running, I'm like, I'm not saying everyone's name, I'm just going to say my name and what I like. And then they're like, alright. So they didn't even care, so I just did it. But it was so annoying. I hated doing that. But anyway. So yeah, phases, I guess another phase that I went through, probably this is even before John and Axel or John and Noah's time, I think. I'm trying to remember when this was. I think it was during like fourth or fifth grade. I'm not entirely sure. But it was, I don't know if I should qualify it as a phase, because I still, like, do some of it today. But I was very much into, I guess just, like, doing tricks. So what I mean by that is, like, we had a trampoline, right? And I would always like doing backflips. I can never do backflips. I could always do front flips, though. So I'd always do a front flip. I even managed to do a double one time. And so I was always into doing tricks. And I wouldn't just do it on the trampoline. I'd also do it off of pools or, like, that kind of thing. For some reason, I thought it would make... I mean, I did, I guess, at the time. I thought that it would give me more enjoyment if I... Instead of just walking into the pool like a normal person, I did, like, a triple somersault into it. you know, just for some reason. Because I was also, I guess, more flexible back then because I was younger. If you land on your face as a child, you're probably fine. Whereas now... us old guys, you know, we land on our face, we have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I land on my face now, I break my nose.
Exactly. In John's case, he smashed his face, or that was your chin, wasn't it? And did the concrete.
Yeah.
If that happened today, I'd be like, I'd probably have a concussion.
Probably have a concussion. But yeah,
have a concussion, facial reconstruction.
And there was several times on the trampoline where I tried to do this. Actually, I remember happening or doing this. I tried to do a double front flip, and it landed on my neck. And even I remember it not feeling great. But I still didn't need to go to the hospital because my mom checked it. She like moved my head and stuff, and it was just fine. And I think she even called the doctor saying, yeah, he did this, but I've done all these tests and nothing's wrong. The doctor's like, you can bring him in if you want. We can give him a double check. But, by the sounds of it, he sounds perfectly fine as long as you don't see any bruising. So I was perfectly fine, but I didn't feel great. And now if I did that today, I'm just dead. I'm moving on to my next life. You know, it's not just a case of concussion. It's a case of death. The Grim Reaper has arrived. You know what I mean?
It's a case of goodbye, bud. I'll see you in the next life.
Yep. All right, guys, that's the end of the podcast for me. John and Noah will continue, and see you guys later.
On here.
See the Provoker's Multiverse episode if you want to get a glimpse as to what happens in the timeline where John and Noah are by themselves. But yeah, so I don't do stuff anymore. Like what about tricks? I mean, I do jump into pools still. I don't do flips or anything. I'll do the pencil, which if you've done swimming, you know what that means. I've done, if it's a diveable area, I'll dive. Not off of like a high thing, I'll just dive off of the, the pool deck or whatever. I did used to love going. Our school had a pool, and they did have a what's it called? Jumping board, I guess.
Oh yeah. It was a diving board.
Diving board. That's what I don't know. I said jumping board. But they had a pretty. It wasn't that tall. I mean, it's pretty tall, but it wasn't that tall. But it was tall enough that I enjoyed doing it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever we had free time and swimming, which was very little, I remember, like, swimming was one of my favorite units, but it also wasn't because we didn't really get to do a whole lot. It was always just swim from here to there, play volleyball in a pool. Why do that when you just play volleyball outside? It's like, what? So we never really had much free time. But the days we did, I remember always getting in line to jump off that thing. I would do a normal dive. I would do the pencil, like I just said. I would even do the... I don't know what you call it. It's when you turn sideways and you go in on your side. I forgot what that move is called. But I would do that. That hurts, though. Just as much as belly flop does, that hurts as well. So keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that. I never did belly flops because I wasn't stupid.
I did.
Dude.
You just unlocked a memory for me.
Memory unlocked. You've reached level 2.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I was always like to do tricks, and I call it a phase because eventually I got to the point where I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this anymore. I really shouldn't, like, be putting myself in danger for no reason. Because doing tricks, if you're not experienced, is dangerous. If you can do a front flip perfectly fine, then great, good for you. But if you haven't done front flips before and you just attempt to do it on the sidewalk, you're gonna get a concussion. Or die.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you gotta really look at your options here. Like, you know, I could do a front flip and get murdered, or I could just keep walking. So, you know, you got two options there. 50-50 chance of survival, you know? But yeah, eventually it was just like, no, I should stop, and so I did. I still, like I said, I still jump into pools and do a couple things here and there, but I don't do front flips anymore. I never really could do a backflip properly, but... yeah, I still would love to jump on a trampoline. We still have a trampoline, but I would never do tricks on it anymore.
Yeah.
Fair enough, yeah.
Oh. Oh, no.
And no, just realized he murdered someone by jumping on
the No one knows no. Realized the error of his ways.
I just remembered a phase from middle school.
All right, well, we have time for one last one, so.
Yeah, right. I don't have any, so you can just skip me and go right to Noah.
Alright.
Okay, lovely. I'm calling you boys out, because you guys might remember this.
I don't. I remember anything.
Middle school lunch. I don't remember when.
Oh, wait a minute.
but I remember I was the one dumbass motherfucker who was dared, or some way, somehow, I would come up with the challenge of, hey, I've got this chocolate milk that I don't want to drink. How can we make this more terrible? So, I would pass it around the table, and you boys would add things to it. I remember specifically one time, I think, John, you contributed some corn. I think you gave some mashed potatoes. Axel, I believe he put ketchup.
No, John was the one that suggested. He suggested the ketchup. I don't know if he actually put it in.
Oh, the ketchup was in there.
Well, I know it was in there. I'm saying, but John, Axel wasn't the one that came up with that idea. John was the one saying, oh, you might as well just add ketchup if you're doing all that. And then it was either you or Axel was like, all right.
Yeah, I think John said that, and Axel was like, okay. But I remember it just eventually turned into this concoction of unholiness.
Yeah, we definitely committed multiple sins in those.
Oh yeah.
Because
we're on like an FBI watch list now because of those.
Yeah. The sad truth is, this wasn't a one-time thing. This happened for at least 6 months to a year.
Pretty regularly, yeah.
The best way I can describe this is how this beginning of this episode started, where John took away points and Noah just kept asking him to do it. That's exactly what was happening. Yeah. It's like, he would do it the first one. I don't think the first one he did was ever that bad, so that's why he maybe Stockholm Syndrome and to keep doing it. But he was like, oh, hey, what do you want to add? And I'm just like, are you actually going to drink that? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I was like, here's some... I like mashed potatoes, yeah, because you're only thinking of like the turkey dinner stuff, though. I remember specifically this one time, I can't remember if it was John or Axel, one of them was bold enough to go over and steal all the sauces off the sauce table. No. I forgot who did that. I can't remember who was bold. I feel like it was John because he was crazy back in the day.
That sounds like a middle school meme.
I don't know. I think it was, but he went over, stole all the sauces, mind you. That's ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, and barbecue, and something else. And mixed. There was no solid thing in there. It was just all sauces. And I wanted to vomit from the smell of it. Just the smell of it. Yeah. I wanted to vomit.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, I don't remember who was bold enough to take all that.
John was, I'm pretty sure.
But I remember I chugged a little bit of that, and it didn't go well.
No, I think you went to the to the bathroom or something right after, and we're like, oh, I think I know why he's doing that.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that evolved over the course of a year pretty regularly. God, that was the dumbest shit I ever did.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. I'm pretty
sure it took years off my life because of that.
No one now only lives to 86 because he chugged a concoction of chocolate milk and ketchup and mayonnaise in his yesteryears.
Well, here's the thing, though. It went from those to somehow progressively worse. Because I don't know how, but there was one that was really spicy.
Oh, yeah, there was hot sauce at the table, wasn't there? In the sauces table, there was hot sauce.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one that was, but it was really spicy. So, yeah, viewers, you got to learn about some really stupid shit that we did.
We? You were the one doing it.
That was all you, man.
That was all you, man. We contributed because we wanted to see if you would actually do it. You were the one that was like you could have easily said, no, I'm not drinking that. But instead you're like, screw it. This won't have any negative consequences.
It's not like we forced it down your throat or anything. We're like,
And the thing is, I'm pretty sure I did chug a good amount of those, too.
No, it wasn't just, let's take a sip. It was like, let me just chug this. There was a couple you probably literally couldn't chug, though. Yeah, there was a couple you literally couldn't chug because of how nasty it was. And he never threw up, at least not to us. He might have done it later that day. But, it was just, I was ready to throw up just from the smell of most of them. Because they just smelled awful.
Oh, they were.
Because remember, we're basically committing atrocities because, again, it was some of them were mashed potatoes, ketchup, things that don't go together at all, with chocolate milk as the base. It's that's disgusting.
Yeah. There was actually one time where, because of one of the concoctions, I immediately went to the bathroom and puked. Mm. There was just no question. It just happened.
No, you must have done that away from us because we didn't see it, but...
Yeah, no, because... It was a thing of okay, I got done. Immediately went to the bathroom, just so nobody would see me puke. Or hear it either, because apparently when I puke, I scream.
I don't know how that's possible.
I don't know either.
No, is a demon confirmed? Exorcise him immediately?
Possibly.
Gotta call the priest! The priest has returned!
Then again, I have always felt like I'm in somebody else's skin.
Okay.
Alright then.
John, should we just move on before we need to call the police again?
Yeah, we should probably move on.
Alright. I'm not sure what he's laughing about over there, but anyway. So I guess the last phase for moi is I had a Monopoly phase. I was a Monopoly boy. And I probably still would be today if people actually played the damn game. So, in case you're curious, I own probably about 50 plus Monopolies.
Jeez,
all of which are in the basement right now. They're not out and about or anything. But I own probably a lot of Monopolies you can think of right now. Think of, in your head, think of a Monopoly game. Obviously, try your best to think of something that's not mainstream. I probably haven't. I have, for example, I have Monopoly My Hero Academia. I've never watched My Hero Academia. I have Monopoly Unicorns Edition. Which is complete.
Do you still have that Monopoly set where it's a Monopoly, but you could steal stuff from the other player?
You mean Cheater's Edition?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I have I have Monopoly Banker, which is instead of money, you have these physical cards that have money on them. So it's all these different Monopolies I had, and I would play them. And the reason no one plays with me anymore is because, and this is their own words, by the way, this is not me saying it, even though I totally agree with them. I was so good at the game that I just beat them every single time, and they just got tired of losing, so they was screw this, I'm out of here. Yeah. So, like, and I guess I get it. If you're playing with someone that, like, if I played, I mean, I don't think this is multiplayer, but let's say me and John had a competition at who can beat Spider-Man the fastest. If I just kept losing every single time, I'd be like, well, screw you both. I don't want to play this game. So I totally get it, but it's just like one of those things that I just can't play it anymore with anybody because my parents don't like to play it, and then my siblings don't like to play it because they just kept losing all the time. So
yeah,
which is unfortunate because I love Monopoly. I saw that John streamed Monopoly. I mean, he must have the game. So I definitely think me and him and maybe Axel, if he wants to join, should do that. But it's one of those things that I still love the game. Don't get me wrong. I actually have Monopoly Go, which is the mobile version that I've been playing since it came out, by the way. So I've been a old timer for that game. So I still love the game. The phase isn't gone necessarily, but I've stopped collecting them at this point because there's no point if no one's going to play them with me. Maybe once I have a wife and kids, maybe they'll want to play, and then at that point I can reutilize them. But in my current moment in life right now, there's no one else that wants to play. So,
I mean, I can say this much: I remember you and me played Monopoly a few times. You beat my ass so bad. It's either funny.
I don't remember when we played, but I do remember you being there. So,
yeah. I remember one time you put me in debt so bad I actually had to go bankrupt.
Yeah, I mean, once you enter debt, then yeah, you can't play anymore. But yeah, the one thing I don't remember—you said a couple times, but I only remember the one time where I landed on Boardwalk and Park Place on the first three turns. So the first go around the board, I landed on Boardwalk, and Noah was flipping his shit. And then the third turn, I got. Park Place or whatever, I didn't say it before. And Noah was like, are you kidding me? And like, I literally built it up because the game had just started, so I built him up, of course. I got him to like three houses. And he landed on Park Place and then rolled Snake Eyes and landed on Boardwalk and lost. And like, I was like, oh my god. It was hilarious. Not for him, probably, but it was hilarious for me.
Yeah, it wasn't funny for me, because it was right after that that I took a break from Monopoly for a while.
You took a break because I beat you to a pulp that you're like, I'm never touching this game again.
I didn't play Monopoly after that for a good, like, 4 or 5 years.
There's no possible way that one game was what deterred you from playing that game again.
Dude, the last time I played Monopoly was, like, January this year. So it's been a bit.
Whatever you say.
Just think, well, that probably will wrap things up for us.
Yep.
Do you guys have an inkling of who won this? Do you need me to?
I have no idea. No, I actually have no idea. I think it's pretty close, so I think you should just go ahead and say it.
Right. It's close, yeah.
I'm funny, boy. I got no fucking idea. Can you tell me, please?
Okay. You have an abysmal 32 points. Like, that is so low.
Yeah, sure is. Especially
for me. So, like, you just, I don't know, it was a close one for sure. But Noah actually has negative 58.
Oh, damn! He was pretty close!
He lost more points than Ethan gained.
So. That's hilarious.
Obviously, Noah is the big old loser, because he decided to just go on a tirade at the beginning of the episode, so.
Okay, Mr. Baldi's Basics, English 101, History 101.
What?
It's Math 101, first of all.
That's another minus 2 points. You actually have negative 16
now. Old bitch.
Well, you gotta cap him somewhere, John. You gotta cap him somewhere.
All right. I can't just keep taking away points, and besides, the episode's basically over, and it's clear you won't win anytime soon.
Yeah, that's true.
But do you have a winner's speech for us, Ethan?
I do. That's all. We've all been through phases in our life, whether they've been good or bad, whether you're playing Monopoly too many times, or you're chugging concoctions that you made your friends make for you, all that jazz. So, but we've all gone through phases, and it's interesting to look back on the phase and be like, that was a bad phase. I don't know why I ever did that. Or like, hey, I'd do that again. That was pretty fun. So yeah, we've all gone through that. That's why this is called The Arcs of Time. That's why this episode was titled that. Because that's what it's all about. It's about the arcs of time. And we're only 20. We're only in our 20s. So we have plenty of arcs of time. We could do a part two like 10 years down the line and talk about even more arcs of time that we've gone through.
Maybe like, not even 10 years. Maybe like 5.
And I don't think this is going to be a phase because I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. But right now, I'm definitely in a book heist, I guess you can say. I first of all asked for like 20 different books for Christmas. So I'm going to get an influx of books here. And I have an entire bookshelf in my room full of books, so I'm a book nerd. The reason I say it's not a phase is because that's not going to stop. I'm going to keep on reading because I love reading. But yeah, that is my winter speech.
Very nice, very nice. And Noah, I hate to ask, but do you have speech because you lose so much today?
Yeah, this was actually pretty nice to go and talk about some of the different phases that we've had in our lives. It was just nice to kind of like reminisce because I think I've talked about some of these before. I don't know if we've ever talked about the concoction one on here before. That was...
No, we have. I just don't remember what episode it was.
Yeah. But yeah, that was something. But yeah, it's just interesting to look back at all the phases that we have had and well, probably will have in the future. I agree with Ethan. I doubt this is going to be a phase. I kind of plan on keeping this podcast up and running and keep on doing that as long as we can.
Yeah, this podcast is not a phase. The phase would have ended already if it was a phase.
Yeah.
But with all that out of the way, we're going to... you can check out me over on YouTube and Twitch. I've been... Like I said, I have... videos. It's probably been like maybe a week from my last video and when this goes up, but there's a whole bunch of cool stuff that I released recently. And you can obviously find me on Twitch over at Stevens, as well as you can find Ethan over on Twitch and YouTube at Nice Gaming. So you can check him out. And you can find NoahDog54 on Instagram at NoahDog5434. And you can check out our Patreon, where we have a variety of tiers that you can that range from $1 to $100, giving you more and more rewards. And no matter what tier you get, when you become a Patreon member, you get access to exclusive Patreon-only Discord server where you can hang out with us and tell us about how Noah is so bad at winning these podcasts and how I am not bald, even though these two believe it.
It's your bald. This is a fact.
Okay. And you can also check out the extended cut episodes. They go for $3. For the first 5, and then after that, they're $5. So you can kind of see if you enjoy them with the earlier ones. And then if you're like, oh, these are cool, you can check out the other ones as well. But with all that out of the way, I will catch you guys next time.
Happy New Year, everyone.